So we say in Adon Olam, ואחרי ככלות הכל, when all those that sin will be gone, לבדו ימלוך נורא, God alone will rule, who is נורא, who is awesome. Why are we stressing the point that God is נורא? So our sages teach us that initially Moshe Rabbeinu described God as הכל הגדול הגיבור מהנורא, God who is great, God who is mighty, God who is awesome. And when our sages saw that the temple was destroyed, and the Jewish people were scattered, they said, how could we describe God as being the mighty and the awesome one? Ayeinu ra'otav, where is his awe if all the nations have come in and plundered and destroyed his temple? Afterwards, our sages said, we could still call him awesome because look at the awesome feat that he's maintained the Jewish people alive. All these nations gathered to destroy them. They won the war, they could have destroyed them, and they didn't. So God saved the Jewish people. He maintained this people, even in a situation where they should have all been destroyed. What are we saying now? When the time will come, when there will be no more sinners, אחרי ככלות הכל, all that sin will be gone. לבדו, and God is alone with ימלוך, as king over those that fear him, נורא. Then he will be recognized as the awesome one, the way he was initially when he brought us into the land of Israel with all our miracles, and he had the temple. That was the first perspective we had of God as Nora, and that perspective will return, not the way we have it today, that we see he's awesome because the Jewish people are still around, but the way we saw it then, that God was awesome because we said, wow, he took the people out of Egypt, he brought us into the land of Israel, we overcame all these kings, he had us build the temple, he took us from being at the bottom of slaves and where we are today. So when God brings the world to that situation where he's king, he will again be Nora. Awesome, awesome in its original sense.